Hello, my name is Vicky Gay, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. Over the last 20 years, more and more governments have been experimenting with funding major projects by partnering with the private sector. These public-private partnerships, as they are called, are found throughout Europe, often on infrastructure projects. But they've also been used successfully in developing countries like South Africa and Brazil. Lately, these partnerships have even been used to set up hospitals, schools, and even museums. Public-private partnerships, or PPPs, can benefit governments, providing a new source of funding for long-term projects while sharing the risk with the private sector. But there are potential pitfalls. I discussed some of these with Isabelle Adenauer of the IMF's African Department. But how exactly do you identify a PPP?
A PPP is a long-term contract between a public sector entity and a private sector entity for the provision of a long-life asset, for example, a highway, a railway, a hospital, with a focus on service provision. The classical example is always a toll road. I myself have used the very nice toll roads in South Africa. And it usually also involves the payment for the service by the private sector, either the private sector or the end user. There's also some risk sharing involved. Risks that traditionally have been borne by the public partner are transferred to the private partner.
So how has this tool grown over recent years? Is there a region or country that has heavily invested in it?
In the Anglo-Saxon world, PPP activity really kind of first developed, notably in the UK, then in Australia. In the developing world, South Africa was a prominent user of PPP, notably in Africa. But there are other big developing countries that have put PPPs to good use, for example, Brazil. The Colombian example is a very interesting case because often to kind of coax the private sector into signing deals, the government gives out very generous guarantees and doesn't look at the fine print. And then later when problems arise, and they usually do arise, then suddenly these guarantees materialize. And in the Colombian case, the government was suddenly confronted with huge costs for the public sector that the budget had to absorb. So that is something that now we kind of took up in our best practice, and we usually say be very careful when you hand out guarantees. But that's kind of the classical kind of baby steps, if you want, of a PPP. And now actually the Colombian case is actually very advanced.
So before speaking a little bit about the risk of those PPPs, now that you've given us this example, can you just tell us how to set up a PPP? What should a country start with? Can you just give us the steps?
I can say that you need to be looking at five different areas. First, you need to choose good projects. You need to establish the right institutions. You need to look at your legal framework. You need to select good private partners. And you need to disclose kind of contingent liabilities or costs from PPP. So I think if you look at these five areas and you try to be in line with best practices, then you can say you're covered.
So are there any risks associated with these types of partnerships? You know, what can country do to manage them?
A little bit more than half of all PPPs get renegotiated, which is a little bit in the nature of things because often we are, you know, drawing up contracts concerning 20, 25, 30 years. So it's quite natural also that in such a long time you would have a renegotiation. But what is a certain difficulty right now is that often the private sector also doesn't have the capacity. So when I did some, you know, outreach and presentations in Burkina Faso, people came up to me and they were very interested. But even the private sector needs to be briefed on how to really set up a PPP.
So finally, how do you think PPPs are going to sort of evolve in the short term, in the future? Do we see more African countries setting up more of these things? Or is there sort of a setback now that the crisis is unfolding more and more?
I personally am convinced that we're going to see many, 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 many PPPs. I was part of a technical assistance mission on PPPs to Mozambique, another one to Senegal. As I said, I've worked on Burkina Faso, so I can really sense a lot of interest from these countries. And if a PPP is set up in the right fashion, it is certainly, it's a magnificent tool for trying to, you know, close the infrastructure gap in those countries. So yeah, I'm convinced we're going to see many PPPs.
This was Isabelle Adenauer of the IMF's African Department speaking on the topic of public-private partnerships. And to hear more podcasts, log on to www.imf.org/podcasts.